It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, December 2, 2014. On this date in 1823, in his seventh annual message to the Congress, President James Monroe announced a new foreign policy regarding Latin America that has come to be known as the Monroe Doctrine. It declared that future efforts by European nations to colonize land or interfere with states in the Western Hemisphere would be regarded as acts of aggression and would require American intervention. Although it bears his name, President Monroe did not write it. That fell to future President John Quincy Adams, who was Monroe's Secretary of State, the senior American government official charged with advising the president on foreign policy. Monroe himself had filled that same post in the administration of his predecessor, James Madison. Indeed, few American presidents have come to office with more experience than James Monroe. He was a wounded hero at the Battle of Trenton in the Revolutionary War, and the famous painting of Washington crossing the Delaware River places the young Virginia lieutenant next to the general holding the American flag, although reliable records establish that Monroe was not actually in Washington's boat. He then studied law with Thomas Jefferson, served as a delegate to the Continental Congress, was a United States senator, was minister to France and helped negotiate the Louisiana Purchase, was elected governor of Virginia 4 times, and was appointed both Secretary of War and Secretary of State. Monroe easily won the presidency in 1816, and despite a financial panic in 1819 and the slavery controversy over the admission of Missouri to the Union the following year, he was reelected handily. Monroe's legacy includes the purchase of Florida from Spain. Numerous American cities, townships, and counties are named for him, as is the capital of Liberia in West Africa. He was the last president to dress in the 18th century manner, with knee breeches, buckled shoes, and a cocked hat. And following Jefferson and Madison, he was the third consecutive president to be elected to 2 terms, a feat repeated only 1 other time in American history, in 2012 when Barack Obama followed George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. Monroe's life after his presidency was marred by the long illness of his wife and financial difficulties. When he died on July 4, 1831, following John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who died on Independence Day 5 years earlier, he was all but penniless. Today he is best known for the Monroe Doctrine, of course, but it was never called that during his lifetime. The term was not coined until 1850, and by the end of the 19th century, his declaration was seen as a defining moment in the foreign policy of the United States. In years to come, it would be invoked by several U.S. presidents, including Ulysses Grant, Theodore Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, and others. But for most of us old enough to remember, the most dramatic instance was the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962, when President John F. Kennedy cited the Monroe Doctrine as a basis for America's eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation with Nikita Khrushchev of the Soviet Union, who had planned to install nuclear missiles in Cuba, and added, "It is insane that 2 men, sitting on opposite sides of the world, should be able to decide to bring an end to civilization." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 2, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.